Chapter 16. Maester, I'm much afeared. Who'd ha thought they'd ha come so soon? The bitter placidity of Winterburn's look adumbrated the misgivings he did not care to express. Have you got the celery ready? He asked, quickly. Now that's a thing I never could mind. No, not if you'd paid me in silver and gold. And I don't care who the man is, I says that a stick of celery, that isn't scrubbed with the scrubbing brush is not clean. Very well, very well. I'll attend to it. You go and get 'em comfortable indoors. He hastened to the garden, and soon returned, tossing the stalks to Creedle, who was still in a tragic mood. Effie'd ha married, d'ye see, maester, he said, this cattle couldn't have happened to us. Everything being at last underway, the oven set, and all done that could ensure the supper turning up ready at some time or other, Giles and his friends entered the parlor, where the Melberries again dropped into position as guests, though the room was not nearly so warm and cheerful as the blazing bakehouse. Others now arrived, among them Farmer Bawtry and the Hollow Turner, and tea went off very well. Grace's disposition to make the best of everything, and to wink at deficiencies in Winterburn's meanage, was so uniform and persistent that he suspected her of seeing even more deficiencies than he was aware of. That suppressed sympathy which had showed in her face ever since her arrival told him as much too plainly. This muddling style of housekeeping is what you've not lately been used to, I suppose? He said, when they were a little apart. No, but I like it. It reminds me so pleasantly that everything here in dear old Hintock is just as it used to be. The oil is not quite nice, but everything else is. The oil? On the chairs, I mean, because it gets on one's dress. Still, mine is not a new one. Giles found that Creedle, in his zeal to make things look bright, had smeared the chairs with some greasy kind of furniture polish, and refrained from rubbing it dry in order not to diminish the mirror-like effect that the mixture produced as laid on. Giles apologized and called Creedle, but he felt that the fates were against him. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.